From Spark and Anvil and Safety Forge, this is Breather, in Chapter 1 of the Safety Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Breather is a young whale tween who glides through the deep for a good long while, and then, when her body tells her, rises easily to the surface to breathe. She's a soft gray blue with kind eyes, unhurried and calm, and she never fights the need for air. She just notices it and comes up and feels wonderful and dives again when she's ready. Breather teaches the choice of digital balance, and here's the part she cares about most. Breather never makes screens the enemy. She never says, "Screens are rotting your brain, put it down." That's lecture talk, and lecture talk makes kids feel nagged and defensive. So instead, she makes it about listening to your own body and coming up for air. A screen is a fine place to be. A game, a video, a chat with a friend. You just get to notice when you need air and rise and breathe. That feels good.
Breather grew up in a pod of whales who understood something simple and deep. You cannot stay under forever, and that is not a flaw. It is how you're built. A whale dives, does wonderful things in the deep, and then rises to breathe. And the breathing is not a failure or an interruption. It is part of the swimming. Breather learned it early. Her grandmother taught her not to count her time under or to fear the surface, but simply to notice her body. "When your body starts to feel it," her grandmother said, "that little pull, that's not a warning to be scared of. That's just your body being wise. You come up, you breathe, you feel wonderful, and then you can dive again, fresh." Breather felt the calm truth of it settle in her, that stepping away wasn't quitting, and that her own body was a good, kind guide if she just listened to it. Grown, Breather came to the Safety Forge Academy. Ages, the mentor, asked her, "How does a child know when to step away from a screen?" Breather answered gently. "They listen to their body. Tired eyes, a stiff neck, a restless, itchy feeling, a foggy head. Those are the body saying time to come up for air. You don't need a scary rule. You just notice the feeling, take a breather, move, blink, look far away, go outside, and come back fresh. Balance isn't giving screens up, it's knowing when to surface." Aegis smiled. "You are appointed."
In her classroom, Breather rises slowly, as if breaking the surface. "I'm Breather. I teach you to come up for air. Screens are fine, games, videos, talking to friends, but nobody can stay under forever, and your body will tell you when it needs air, if you listen." She names the signals gently. Tired, dry eyes, a stiff neck or restless legs, a foggy, buzzy, can't quite focus feeling, a grumpy mood that came from nowhere. Those aren't your fault, and they don't mean screens are bad. They just mean it's time to surface. Then she shows the breather itself. Easy, pleasant, short. "Come up. Look at something far away so your eyes can stretch. Move your body. A stretch, a walk, a wiggle. Get a drink of water. Breathe. And when you feel fresh again, you can dive right back if you like." She looks around, calm and warm. "You're not fighting your screen. You're just taking care of the you that's using it. Come up for air, feel wonderful, dive again. That's balance." The kids leave feeling capable of minding themselves, not nagged.
"Is knowing when to stop hard?" a student asked once. Breather gave her easy answer, gliding upward. "It isn't hard. Just listen to your body. Tired eyes, foggy head, restless legs. And when it says so, come up for air. Move, blink, breathe, and dive back when you're fresh. That's the whole whale secret." She broke an imaginary surface and took a slow, happy breath. And every kid who learned it walked out feeling exactly what she felt. Not scolded about screens, but capable of caring for themselves, the light, clear, refreshed feeling of someone who knows how to come up for air. That fresh, self-knowing feeling, Breather knew, was the real gift, better than any screen, and always waiting whenever you chose to rise.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Breather. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.